Well, Ricky, interesting game today. We certainly grabbed a point at the end there, but what did you make of it?
Yeah, I think it was a game that we didn't deserve to lose again. Neither side really created too many clear-cut chances. I think the chances that were created, we created the better ones. Josh Dawkins won in the first half that he drilled straight at the goalkeeper and Justin Lee was his header. But the only two notable chances, but both good saves. And then in the second half, you know, Scott Sinclair had the one that the goalkeeper saved relatively well. But it was a game of few chances and it looked like, again, that we were going to get undone by the odd goal from a set play, which was disappointing because they didn't really look like they were going to open us up from open play. And you know, it looked like it was going to be another frustrating game. But we managed to get the goal at the end. You know, we made a few changes and when you're trailing, you know, we threw men forward. We ended up playing with pretty much four up front, two centre-halves up there and just trying to build some pressure and create some pressure and hope that something fell for us. And fortunately, it did. Charlie Diaf was in the right place at the right time and a cool, composed finish, which we've lacked in recent games. So, no, I think it was a deserved point. Keeps the points tally ticking over with the teams in and around us, most of them getting beat except for Dorchester. It's another point on the board and two unbeaten now, including the game against Kings Langley. Lots of positives to take from both games and hopefully a little bit of momentum, bit of a confidence boost for the players going into Tuesday's trip to Hayes and Yedding.
Mm, yeah, very positive changes, mate. We needed them at the end there, didn't we? And they worked.
Yeah, look, if you're losing the game with 5 minutes to go or 10 minutes to go, you might as well lose the game 2-0 rather than just lose it 1-0 without actually giving it a go. And that's what we decided to do and it paid off today. You know, our games it won't and we will get beat 2-0. So we had to do something and unfortunately it come off. But the most pleasing thing, Nigel, is when you're going for a tough run, results are going against you. You know, it's easy for the supporters to turn on you. And I thought they were fantastic right the way throughout the second half, got behind the team and really spurred them on and give them the encouragement that we've been trying to give them from the sidelines as well. And I think that helped. But the players deserve a lot of credit because when you're in a bit of a dogfight and you're going for a bad run, you need big characters and players that are going to fight for you and stick together and believe and keep trying to get back into games and pick up points. And they showed the fighting qualities that we need at this time of the season. And that fills me with confidence that, you know, we're not too far away in the way that we're playing from turning losses into draws or draws into wins and then hopefully turn our season and start climbing the table. But lots of positives to take from the game, lots of encouraging signs, certainly the group as a whole and the togetherness and the team spirit. And, you know, like I said, we'll take some momentum going into Tuesday, which is, you know, I mean, where they are in the league, it's an important fixture and one that we need to go there and certainly try not to get beat, but go there and be positive and try and get 3 points and kick us up the league.
That's it. It would be great to go back to nick a win, mate.
Yeah, Danny Keddie will come back, you know, give us another attacking threat, which we've missed, you know, so certainly with Andrew Phillips departing. We do need another centre forward. Danny will provide us with that. You know, when he plays, we certainly perform better, in my opinion, create more chances. So he'll be a welcome addition back. And then we'll just assess the squad and probably make some changes again to freshen it up. You know, we did that today and I thought performances were good. We'll look to change the squad up again on Tuesday night and get people back into the starting 11. Hopefully that will continue to improve performances and, yeah, get back to winning ways.
Well done, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers.